Nolte, here's the segment CNN ran to silence Chris Cuomo's accuser. By John Nolte on April 13, 2022. The segment far-left CNN ran in 2017 to silence Chris Cuomo's sexual misconduct accuser has been unearthed, according to the Washington Free Beacon. Back in February, not long after CNN fired Fredo, we reported the straw that likely broke the fake news camel's back was a second sexual misconduct allegation against Chris Cuomo. In September of 2021, we learned of the first allegation against Cuomo. When he admitted to where he grabbed the backside of his former boss in front of her husband. Who does things like that? The second allegation, from an unnamed woman, alleges something much more serious. According to the woman's attorney, this Jane Doe was working a temporary position at ABC in 2011 and hoping for full-time work. Cuomo, who was an ABC anchor at the time, invited her to have lunch in his office. Upon arrival, she says, she discovered there was no food, just Chris Cuomo harassing her for sex. She declined. She says he assaulted her. She ran from the room. 6 years later, as the hashtag MeToo scandal exploded, almost exclusively in left-wing newsrooms and left-wing Hollywood, Jane Doe claims that, from out of nowhere, Cuomo reached out to her with an offer to run a CNN segment about the company she was doing public relations work for. At the time, Cuomo was co-hosting his failed morning show New Day. The far-left New York Times says it has seen the communications from Cuomo to Jane Doe. And now the Washington Free Beacon says it has found the January 2017 segment in question. Here is the segment. So, assuming this is all true, CNN produced and broadcast a bribe to protect Chris Cuomo from a sexual misconduct accuser. How did this happen without CNN knowing about it? How did Cuomo arrange something as complicated as filming, writing, and editing this segment without CNN knowing about it? Don't try and tell me that Cuomo had carte blanche to run puff pieces. Do you have any idea how dangerous that would be for a news organization? People with that kind of power could accept bribes or sell these segments. So what are CNN's checks and balances? What did Cuomo tell them to make this happen? Did he tell his close pal Jeff Zucker, his disgraced former boss, the truth? It sure wouldn't surprise me. If we know anything about CNN, it's that CNN is a place that shields a lot of very bad people. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.